Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Barishayna hayu mekablin edus hachodesh kol yom. In the beginning, they're mekabel edus all day. We're talking about the 30th day of the month, whether to know today is Rosh Chodesh or it's not. Pam achas nishtahu ha'edim milovo. Then one time, the edim delayed coming. V'niskalkulu ha'levim b'shir. And the Levim got messed up in what they were singing. In other words, on the 30th of Elul, always, there was a potential that Edim would come that day, and then they would find out that that day was Rosh Hashanah. What was happening is that every single Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah started, or actually when the 30th started, they were always mesupik, maybe today's Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah. And the Rav explains that in the morning, part of the avod in the morning is, while the Tamid Shel Shachar was being makriv, the Levim would sing. And there were specific songs that they would sing, and I guess Nigunim for Chol, and different Nigunim for Yontif. And because they didn't declare it Yontif yet, although everybody treated it Lagabi Melacha, nobody did any Melacha because it's possible that it's Yontif, but when it came to actual songs of the Karbanos, the Levim sang a regular everyday song because it wasn't declared Yontif yet. But usually, if it was going to be Yontif, if they saw a new moon today, which means that it's Rosh Hashanah, by the time that they were bringing the Karban, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim in the afternoon, if they knew it was Rosh Hashanah, they would then sing the Shir Shel Yontif. And most of the time, if the Edim actually came, they always came earlier than the time that they would be makriv the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. It was one of the later Karbanos of the day, the last Karban of the day. But one time, they delayed V'niskalkulu ha'levim b'shir, and the Levim botched up their singing. The Rav explains that they didn't sing at all. They had no idea what to do, because they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and they didn't know whether today was Kodesh or whether today was Chol, because the Edim didn't come yet. And because of that, Hiskinu Shelo Yu Mekablin Ela Adam Mincha. They were misakin that they were only being Mekabel Edim until Mincha. Vimbo Edim in Amincha Lamala, and if Edim came after Mincha, it's too late. Nogin Oso Hayom Kodesh Ulamacha Kodesh. So then today would be Kodesh. It would be a two-day Rosh Hashanah. Today's Kodesh, and then tomorrow is also Kodesh. Meaning beforehand, if the Edim came at the very end of the day, before this Takana, it would only be a one-day Rosh Hashanah, which is the 30th of the month. So the previous month of Elul had 29 days, and today was the first day, and that's it. But now, once they didn't come by Mincha, it's too late. It's almost as if they came the next day, but they still treated the first day like Rosh Hashanah. And the reason they did that, because if they didn't finish the day, and they said, well, tomorrow, since the Edim didn't come, let's just make the second day Rosh Hashanah. But today, for the rest of the day, now we know it's not Rosh Hashanah because the Edim didn't come by Mincha. Why don't we just treat it like Chol? Because once you start making the beginning of the day Kodesh and then switch it to Chol, in the future, people are going to be mezalzel and treat it lightly and say, oh, you see, they're going to just make it Chol anyway. So in order to protect that, they treated the whole first day of Yontif as well. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shu Mekablin Edus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin that there'd be Mekabel Edus even at the end of the day. So what that means is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held that if they came after Mincha, they actually would accept them, and today would be Rosh Hashanah, would be the real Rosh Hashanah. The first day would be the real Rosh Hashanah, the 30th. However, the Mefarshim explain that even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the next day they still, midrabbanan, would treat it as Rosh Hashanah. So they also had a two-day Rosh Hashanah, but according to the way that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, since he was accepting Edim after Mincha on the 30th, that day was Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah, and the second day was midrabbanan. But what happened before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, while the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Takana then was if the Edim were seen after Mincha, they did not declare the first day Rosh Hashanah at all. The first day was midrabbanan, just for the future, people shouldn't get lax about it. But there they actually made the second day min HaTorah, so it was just a switching around. But either way, both days were treated as Rosh Hashanah. Amri Bishua ben Karcha, Va'odzos, Hiskin Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai. Bishua ben Karcha says that another thing that Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai was Misakin, Shafilu Rosh Beistin, B'chol Makom, Shelo Yua Edim Hochim El Makoim Havad. That the Takana was that even if the Rosh Beistin was not by the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and witnesses normally, the person that says Mekudesh Mekudesh is the Rosh Beis Din. Normally that's done, but what if he's very far away from the rest of the Sanhedrin? The Takana here is that the Edim do not have to go find the Rosh Beis Din. Rather, they can just go if it's closer to the Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin can be Mekadesh the Chodesh without the Rosh Beis Din. And that also is okay.